Acts chapter 14. And it happened in Iconium that they went together into the synagogue of the Jews, and they so spake that a large crowd, both of Jews and of Gentiles, believed. So people saw something in Paul, they heard something in him and Barnabas that made them really persuaded. And it's the same with us when people hear the gospel and they see that it really means something to us. That's what leads people to believe. But, see, things always go well, but then there's a but. But the Jews who didn't believe stirred up the Gentiles, those who are not Jews, and made them think badly about the brothers. So when people choose not to believe, they often try and justify their decision by being nasty to those who do believe, and that's what happened. Long time, therefore, they stayed there, speaking boldly in the Lord Jesus, who gave witness to the word of his grace and allowed signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the crowd in the city was divided. Some of them agreed with the Jews and some with the apostles. And when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and of the Jews with their rulers, to try to damage and abuse and to stone Paul and Barnabas, when they became aware of it, they fled to the cities of Lycaonia, Lystra, and Derbe, and into the region that was round about, and there they preached the gospel. Well, that's what Jesus said. If they persecute you, then run away. And this is a principle that's very important, that if people are nasty to us, walk away. But everything in us wants to fight back. And yet you see that by obeying this, by walking away and running away, in fact, and going to other places, it ended up that the gospel was spread. At Lystra, there was a man who couldn't walk. His feet were damaged. He was a cripple, and he'd been like that from when he was born. He had never walked. And this man heard Paul speaking. When Paul realized that he had the faith to be healed, he looked at him and said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." Now, instead of saying, "Feet? I don't really have any feet. Well, my feet are just wasted away," he obeyed. And so we might think that we are so weak, I can't do anything, but we can. And the man leaped up and walked. And when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted out in the language of Lycaonia, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." They called Barnabas Jupiter, and they called Paul Mercury, because he was the one who did most of the speaking. And the priest of Jupiter, whose temple was near the city, brought oxen and garlands of flowers to the gates, and they were going to do sacrifice. But when Barnabas and Paul, the apostles, heard about this, they tore their clothes, and they ran in among the crowd, crying out, saying, "Gentlemen, why do you do this? We also are men of the same passions like you." In other words, we also sin, and we're also human. "And we preach to you the good news, that you should turn away from these idols to the living God, who made heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who in the times past allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways. But he didn't leave himself without witness, in that he did good to them, and gave you rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling your hearts with food and gladness." And with this, they were just about stopped from offering sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas. But, and here you got it again, great success and then a but there came Jews from Antioch and Iconium, and they persuaded the crowds to stone Paul, and they dragged him out of the city, thinking that he was dead. Now you see how fickle, how unstable people are. It's like the people of Israel at the time of Jesus. One minute they were shouting out, "Hosanna! You are the King, you're the Saviour." The next minute, "Crucify him!" And then, oh yeah, they all wanted to believe and be baptized. And so it's the same with these people here, that they also were just the same. That one minute, "Oh, we want to sacrifice to you, Paul and Barnabas, you're wonderful. And the next minute they stoned them until they thought that Paul was dead. And of course it was Paul who had arranged for Stephen to be stoned to death. So I'm sure that this was arranged by God so that Paul felt and understood what he'd done to Stephen. And as the disciples stood round about Paul's body, he got up and came into the city. Now, if I was him, I'd have run away, but Paul just wanted to preach. The next day, he left with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they preached the gospel to that city and had taught many people, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. Now, I wouldn't have returned to Iconium. I'd have said no, but they pretty well killed me. But he went back there, it says, to confirm the disciples and to encourage them to continue in the faith, and that through much tribulation we shall enter into the kingdom of God. So then he learned that from his own life, and now he was sharing that with others, and that's really a favourite verse of mine. Through much tribulation we must enter into the kingdom of God. There's no easy way. It's not that we can have a wonderfully smooth and easy life now and get the kingdom of God when Jesus comes back. There has to be tribulation now. There has to be suffering and problems now so that we can enter God's kingdom. And if you look in my Bible, you can see how I've underlined those words. Through much tribulation to enter into the kingdom. And I've written down different dates and different times. 3rd of November 2002, Vilnius. 7th of November 2007, Riga. 1st of November 2011, Riga. So, different times that verse has spoken to me. And I'm sure it will speak to you. Through much tribulation, we must enter into the kingdom of God. And so, when they had ordained elders in every church and had prayed and fasted, they handed them over to the Lord Jesus, in whom they had believed. And they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. And when they preached the word in Perga, they came down to Attalia. And from there they sailed to Antioch, from where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work which they had fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they told them all that God had done with them. So we would say, we did this, we went here, we went there, we did this. They explained what God had done and how that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they spent quite some time there. So then God opens the door of faith. God gives people the opportunity to believe. And that is all of his grace. It's that God gives people a heart to believe.